JLO 1690 AM. You just probably heard the news right before this, and it was probably pretty depressing. So let's just move on from it and act like you didn't hear anything, because, you know, we don't need that kind of sadness in our lives. You know what we do need in our lives, though? More music festivals. Which is why this entire show is dedicated to Prepare the Ground, a festival which is happening in Toronto the first year, this year, from May 31st until June 2nd. So if you would like to, you should probably go right now to the website, preparetheground.com, and you should get yourself some tickets for it. You can get the entire weekend passes. That's the word I'm looking for. The entire weekend passes for a little less than $200, which is pretty good for the amount of bands that you could see. Or you could just get a single day pass, which is $70. So, you know, you're going to be there all day anyway. Might as well save yourself the money. Get $194, 70 times 3, I believe, is $210. So, if my math is correct, $194 is less than $210. I'm pretty sure that's how this goes. And we at CJLO, even though this is in Toronto, we care about our Canadian music festivals, and we would like more of them, please. Evenco, if you happen to be listening, maybe bring back Heavy. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. It's been gone for quite some time now, and I would like for it to be back. And speaking of Heavy, let's talk to the Prepare the Ground people about real metal, quote-unquote. I'm using air quotes here. You can't see it because radio, as we all know, is a famously visual medium, but you aren't looking. So, you know, you missed it. Sorry. That's just how it goes. So I will play an excerpt from this interview. This is part 5 of it, talking about what real metal is. And then I'll play something from the lineup. You know, something that you can all enjoy. Something heavy, I think. That's where we should go here. So keep it locked. Great A Explosive, CJLO, 1690 AM.
I also like your idea because I think all of us that have even remotely known metal people have met that guy. And it's always that guy who, you know, metal is only good between 1983 and 1985 in the thrash scene and only these particular bands. And I'm just so tired of hearing that particular argument that some things are not metal anymore. I'm being roasted near constantly about my favorite album of 2023, which is Sleep Token's record. And like, you know, I understand, like, there are people that are way too into them, like way too into them. But the fact that they're even getting other people, like younger people, into metal is something that I think is worth them existing for and putting out music that, I mean, I really love. So I like the idea of having a festival that's kind of well-rounded in its exploration of darkness, I guess, is kind of the best way to put it. So, yeah, I'm very pleased about what you guys have going on here.
Listen, metal is, like, heavy music in general is how do I phrase this so I don't piss people off and make them not come to our music festival?
Oh, yeah, that's true. You have to worry about that. That's bad.
Actually, I don't really give a shit. Yeah, I don't really give much of a shit. Listen, as long as what you're listening to isn't like Sig Heil National Socialist black metal or someone who's done something so horrendous you couldn't tell your mom about it, you know what I mean? That all music has validity to it. Like, I like Ghost. I like musical theater. I think what they're doing is cool. I think what Sleep Token's doing is valid. I got into heavy music, not from hardcore, not from thrash metal. I never had a Metallica phase. I never had a punk phase. I never had a hair metal phase. I didn't have a
Wait, phase. You like musical theater?
I love musical theater.
Passion. Oh, I quit.
I can't tell if this is something that was known before and this is just being brought up as a joke or if this is genuinely new information.
I love
We'll have a musical theater element to our festival at some point, I guess.
I can't wait. But moving on and fully with that to finish my thought that I was on a roll with and then Denham just fully derailed me was that my intro into heavy music was nu metal. It was Slipknot, it was Korn, it was Kitty, Finger 11. Like, that's how I got into heavy music. And me going there, had I not gotten into that, I would have never heard Converge. I would have never gotten into Baroness. I would have never stepped into the waters I'm currently in now. And you know what? I still listen to Slipknot all the time. Kitty is still one of the best bands playing music. And I don't care what people think about it, just like you shouldn't care about what people think about you liking Sleep Token. And people should just mind their own business when it comes to their subjective opinion about music. We're going to curate a really rad heavy music festival that hopefully has something for everybody who keeps an ear to underground metal. We understand that even in metal, we're booking niche subgenres, you know? But with that, I think judging somebody based on their music taste is like the most poser whack shit you can do. It's just dumb. Enjoy what you enjoy and leave it alone. And if you want to dress like a Viking and go to a war metal show, it's not cooler or better than putting on face paint and going to a black metal show, or throwing on a studded vest and going to a doom metal show. Congratulations. We're all giant nerds. Nerds be nerds.
One of the most controversial things apparently I've ever said, which is I don't find it to be very controversial, is I will often now, as a joke, will say that metal is goofy. It's the goofiest genre of music that you could ever have. Yeah, like, it's ridiculous and patently so. And I don't know how anyone can be like, well, this needs to be taken 1,000% seriously. Because, like, if you're at that point, you've lost it. Like, just you're too far gone.
Yeah, people are, listen, I, like, again, I, as somebody who, like, in my heavy metal, generally, like, Slipknot's fun as hell. I don't go to them for catharsis. But, like, when I listen to certain heavy bands, I feel a depressive energy that lets me get something out, and I'm able to find my way through something through that music. Like, I've been really obsessed with this band Dismal Aura, who are playing the festival. They're an Ottawa black metal band. They're not particularly large, but I am obsessed with their record. They are doing something, it's not even wholly unique within black metal, but it's authentic. And black metal is silly. It's a genre of face paint and church burning, saying we are evil. Yes. And hey, Satan, you believe in a fiery man with a pitchfork, get out of here.
But not the converse of that, the God part. No. We don't believe in that. No.
So it couldn't be that, but my whole thing is, I just, again, music is subjective and it's very, very wonderful. And I just think people should enjoy their music and not stress too hard about what other people are listening to in metal, or what metal is true and what metal is not. You can just, like, what is the thing from The Office with that guy Creed, where they give him his own blog and it's basically just a Word document? That's where you should put your thoughts. Just put them into your Word document and then delete it, because nobody gives a shit.